us the money.
Higher Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
And with just 70 minutes left of the show today, let's take a look at this. The MEC in Gauteng, Vuyiswa Ramakgopa, launching the egg aggregation pack house with capacity to pack 11.5 million eggs per month, she said. So local government partners with poultry players addressing the egg shortage supply. And she joins us now. A very good evening to you. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us, MEC.
Hi, Tepi. So thank you so much for having me, and good evening to your listeners.
So you're saying the launch is about strengthening the implementation of the market access program of the department. Just let's first start by unpacking that before we get to the partnerships you formed and what you're envisaging with this pack house project.
Thanks. So maybe just to take it back a step. I mean, one of the key things that we have committed to driving as a department is the commercialization of small-scale farmers. And what that means is essentially creating and enabling pathways for small-scale farmers to access traditional markets and also to be able to grow and scale sustainably into, you know, self-sustaining businesses. And so this particular initiative is one that obviously services the poultry industry. But what it does is it essentially enables small-scale farmers who ordinarily would not have access to supplying some of the mainstream retailers. It gives them an opportunity to aggregate their product and their output, and to effectively use a single facility for packing and grading and supplying into the formal market. And that's really, you know, I think, an extremely catalytic intervention on the part of the various partners that have been involved. Because what it does, as I'm saying, is that it now creates a pathway for small-scale farmers. So if you've got your 1,000 and I've got my 5,000 and we've got someone else has their 10,000, collectively we can then supply 17,000 eggs to the likes of Boxer, to the likes of Spar, etc. And as we know, that's one of the biggest challenges for small-scale farmers, that they struggle both with scale, consistency of supply, but also with being able to meet some of the compliance and the technical requirements that are often set by some of these large retailers. And so in creating this facility, we are able to ease that compliance burden. We're able to aggregate produce. We're able to ensure that the grading and the packing, et cetera, is centralized, and therefore you have economies of scale and you bring down the costs to the individual farmers and let them get on with the work of actually producing food, which is what they are there to do.
And I'm not sure if you were able to listen to the pre-conversation I was having with the SANParks board chair. We're talking exactly about the sustainable livelihoods and how people can participate in the mainstream economy through these ventures, the economy and the environment being able to create work. So you say this is also to bring in the smaller players into the produce of this particular product, eggs in the province. So tell us a little bit more about what you found and the type of people who are already in the game. I've personally noticed that I've seen a lot more people growing interest in, you know, rearing of eggs and of chickens, and obviously then wanting to sell the eggs.
Yeah, so what I have also come to understand is that, you know, the poultry industry, and particularly even the egg production side, is actually a very technical industry. There are people who, you know, solely rear one-day-old chicks and supply those one-day-olds into the market. There are those who focus solely on eggs. There are those who focus solely on the broiler meat side, so you know the actual chickens and the hard bodies and that, and then there are those who rear chickens for actual egg production. So it's a massive value chain on the primary production side. but it's also a massive value chain on the agro-processing side. And this particular intervention is rather on the agro-processing and the manufacturing and retail side, or rather access to market side, because that's really where a lot of the small-scale farmers fall short and where they really need the intervention. Many of them are able to you know, do their part in terms of whether they are producing eggs or whether they're producing broiler meat or whatever. But the challenge that they have is being able to meet the actual market demand and the requirements within the commercial market. So that's the big cry, is how do we get small-scale farmers access to the mainstream agricultural economy, wherein, you know, although small-scale farmers, they are more in number, but they occupy less than 10% of the commercial value and output in the industry. So we have to change that. And the only way to do that is to aggregate the output and to create these types of interventions whereby we can aggregate output and we can help to bring down the costs of manufacturing and value adding for these farmers. So yeah, I mean, I think it is a very exciting industry. Harding in particular is very exciting for poultry farming. For egg production, we are, you know, responsible for almost a quarter, about 25% of eggs produced in the whole country come out of Harding. And as I've said, a lot of that comes from some of the big commercial players. But what we don't see is they themselves source from a lot of the smaller farmers. And so there's this massive value chain, and everybody, you know, really can play a part and can slot in wherever they need to, especially when you've got the ability to pool resources and facilitate access to market through egg processing and aggregation.
And the picture in Gauteng in terms of smallholder farming, what have you found? You've mentioned that there are challenges, especially with regards to lack of infrastructure, knowledge regarding the market needs, and in some cases their remote location coupled with high transport costs. How will this particular plan be helping to deal with some of these challenges?
Yeah, so I'm glad you touched on that. The particular facility that we launched today is located in Mogale City, in the West Rand. And the West Rand is actually one of the regions of Gauteng that is has quite significant portions of peri-urban and rural land, and where quite a lot of farming and agricultural activity takes place. Now, as I've said, the bulk of this is, you know, sits within the subsistence and small-scale farming. But you also do have some large-scale players that operate in this region. And this is why it was such an opportune location to establish this facility, because in that particular region, in that municipality alone, there are a number of small-scale farmers that are already trading, I mean, that are already producing eggs. And, you know, putting this facility close to where the product is being produced brings down those transport costs that you were talking about. It brings down the costs of having every single farmer needing to invest in grading facilities, needing to invest in major transport and logistics infrastructure and the technology that's required to meet the compliance requirements. So what we ultimately would like to see from a departmental perspective, and this is something that we've kind of said strategically across the different subsectors, is that we believe that aggregation is indeed going to be the key to how we unlock market access and commercialization for small-scale farmers. Similarly, even as government, you know, we are looking at now opportunities to aggregate our own procurement of fresh produce and of agricultural goods, whereby, you know, as government, there's a massive opportunity for us to also be sourcing directly from farmers. And facilities like this, again, make it possible to do so, because then we're able to get the volumes required. We're able to supply across different departments and be an active participant in the industry. And so this really does answer a lot of those questions. And I would encourage, we did take some videos and stuff, but there's some great footage of the facility. It gives a better texture of what I'm talking about. As I'm saying, very high tech, a world class facility. But the beauty of it is that there are now 17 smallholder farmers that have access to this facility and that are currently using it. There's also one of the major commercial egg producing companies, Toplay, that's one of the partners in this facility, and they are also there, and they're also doing their own production and packing in the same facility. So it really is world class, export class, and I think it's going to be really transformative for the economy of Mufale City and the economy of Gauteng.
And as you're talking about those market offtakes, so are you thinking that it's something that could even go internationally, that Gauteng could be one of those big exporters of these good quality eggs?
Well, we already are. And that's already happening, particularly within the SADC region. We are already exporting eggs as well as other poultry products and other agricultural goods. And I think, but what we're really trying to solve for here is how we get small scale farmers to be part of that value chain and to benefit from the increased export activity. And the only way to do that is, again, for us to be able to level the playing field in that there should be no difference between the grade of product that comes from a large commercial farmer and one that comes from a small scale farmer. And the best way to level that playing field is to have facilities such as this, where you then are able to aggregate product and ensure that it meets the required standards for export.
So this is actually,
So
I was referring to the small, to the facility that you're referring to when I'm saying being one of the lead exporters. I'm talking about the mainstreaming of smallholder farmers. That is this part of the bigger vision that they'll play a bigger role?
yes, absolutely. I mean, currently we've already negotiated offtake agreements with some of the major local retailers, the ones we all know by name. So that's already in the works. And nothing prevents any of these farmers and the farmers who are part of this facility already from also then exporting their goods. So certainly those opportunities are there. We were just launching the facility today, so we have yet to see how fast that process will be or what the actual progress will be, but we'll be tracking it. And obviously export is always great if we can get into those markets. And as I'm saying, there are already some of the larger players who are already in that space. And if we can have excess products or additional products, nothing stops us from exporting.
But so far, the lessons that you think you need to learn or understand better in terms of government food product demand, what are they?
Well, I think there needs to certainly be an exercise of understanding at a macro level what that demand is. So government, obviously procures, and I'm talking particularly provincial government here, procures food at many levels and in different ways and through different departments. There's a school nutrition program, there's food being procured for hospitals, through the Department of Health. There is food being procured for whatchamacallit, events and all kinds of things. And so what needs to happen at some point is that we need to be able to aggregate and understand what our collective purchasing power is, particularly when it comes to specific product lines. And then be able to commit those product lines to small scale farmers. So for example, if I use eggs as an example, you may find that government itself is a significant procurer of eggs, but currently it's happening in silos at a departmental level, and perhaps it's not even happening directly with producers. Usually a tender will go out, somebody will apply for that tender, somebody will get it, and then they themselves will go and buy the eggs from somewhere. And we don't often know whether they're buying from a small scale farmer, a large scale farmer, whoever. And we don't even necessarily know if it's the quality that's the best quality. So what we are aiming to do is to actually get a better sense, number one, of what that volume is, so that we can move to a point where, as provincial government, we are aggregating our own procurement of fresh produce and of agricultural goods and supporting directly the small-scale farmers that we want to see commercialized.
Thank you so much for taking the time and speaking to us, acting Gauteng Premier, as well as MEC for Agriculture and Rural Department, that is Vuyisa Ramakgopa. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Speaking to us about what they launched earlier on, the egg aggregation pack house that has a capacity to pack 11.5 million eggs per month. And she says a big part of it is also ensuring that they spread the access through the value chain and ensure that more and more projects like this are in the offing in Gauteng. It brings us to the end of Kaya Biz this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Tshepiso Makutla. I hope you have a brilliant rest of your evening, and tune in to Point of View with Pimelo Mudene. She is in with you in just a few moments, and of course she's got lots to tell you, especially about developments in Tshwane, hotting up political situation there. From us, it's goodbye.
Award-winning finance and business content now brought to you by Capitec. Process payments faster at capitec.co.za/business.